Thank you for calling the Depro Provera help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded line. Hello there.
Hello.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes, I'm just making sure because my service is just going a little jumpy today.
It's a little spotty. If we get disconnected, what would be the best callback number?
251-321-1745.
Okay. And that's a cell? Alrighty. So I understand you want to participate, and just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't sent anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And now, are you filing on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera brand name for at least a year and four times?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Let me click yes here. And are you a U.S. resident?
I am. Yes,
what state do you reside in?
Alabama.
Alabama. How's the weather there now? I know you guys get kind of colder in the winter.
It's getting colder, but it's also we're on some rainy days here, so.
Ah, got it. You got some rain going on. Okay.
I have rain for the next couple of days, yeah.
And then what date were you diagnosed?
It was June of 2016.
June of 2016. Okay. Let me type that in. And then do you know anybody else that took the depo that also got sick like you or not really?
Not really.
No, okay. And then what year did you start taking the depo?
Around 2012.
Okay. So from like 2012 to like 2016?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, let me put that in there. And so you used it after 1992, correct?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Okay, and then I show your first name spelled S-H-A-Q-U-O-N-T-A, last name P-A-R-K-E-R, is that correct? Okay, thank you for confirming that. And then I see the email is arianaest25@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, and what is your current mailing address?
It is 500 Jackson Street. Apartment 1103, and that's Daphne, Alabama, 36526.
Okay, let me type that in. Okay, so 500 Jackson Street, apartment 1103 in Daphne, Alabama, 36526. Baldwin County, right?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Perfect. Now, when you were diagnosed, what medical center or facility or hospital were you diagnosed at?
At the Thomas Hospital in Fairhope, Alabama.
Now, let me look that up here. One second. Let me see. I'm trying to find the address here. Bear with me. The one on Morphy Avenue, Fairhope?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Let me put that in there. And then I see the address, so let me plug that in. And then what was your doctor's name?
Dr. Sean Clark.
Sean Clark, S-H-A-W-N or S-E-N?
S-H-A-W-N.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Let me put that in. And then prior to your meningioma diagnosis, were you ever diagnosed with another type of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And now, was Dr. Sean Clark also the one that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me type that in there. Now, when you were getting the shots, who was the doctor that prescribed that to you?
It was Dr. Amanda Robinson, and she was at the Daphne Family Practice. My partner here, doctor.
Give me the facility. What family crisis?
Daphne Family Practice.
Daphne Family Practice. Okay, I see it there. And that's where you were getting the shots, right? She didn't like prescribe them. You were given them there.
Yes.
Alrighty. Bear with me. It has me copy and paste in several different spots, so bear with me here. And then give me her name one more time.
Amanda Robinson.
Amanda Robertson. So AMANDA and then ROBERTSON.
No, ROBINSON, Robinson.
Oh, Robinson. Sorry, thank you. Okay. And let me put here. And then we're just about done here. Either yourself or the medical facilities or doctors will have the medical records, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then would you like to put an emergency contact? Normally we request one in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put one or not really?
I'm not going.
No? Okay. And then let me put NA here. And then the last portion is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section to allow the firm to retrieve some records. What is your date of birth?
March 8, 1992.
You said 3892, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have the medical records in storage. I
Oh,
mean, I could.
perfect. Okay, awesome. And then what is the social?
418-39-6870.
Okay, and then I'm going to send an automated text message from DocuSign. This is going to send electronically via text message and email. You can open it up either way, it'll take you to the same spot. So give my system just a few moments to make sure it's double checking to make sure I didn't miss any of the fields. And then you'll see that email and text message pop in just a couple moments. So hold tight. And I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just let me know, okay? And then I'll try to guide you from. But you're young. You were born in 92, so you're probably more tech savvy than some people I speak with. It does show sent on my end. Did that come in, or do you need me to try to resend it?
So you want me to click the link?
We'll follow the prompt there
All
to do a quick e-signature.
right. Oh, I hate this service. It's like, I hope this call doesn't drop. My bar just went to one. Okay, so it's an SMS message. Yes. Please review and act on. Please review and act on these documents. Please sign. I agree. And hit continue. I don't want my service slow, so slow.
No rush here.
Okay, so we require sign here. I don't think my service is strong enough. Hold on.
Sure.
I'm trying to move into a different part of this building. I swear, I despise this building.
Yeah, I get spotty connections sometimes too, especially when it rains.
But this one sucks so bad, it's ridiculous. I mean, you can barely get a call unless you stand still or walk miles and miles into the parking lot, and it's
No,
raining
really?
right now.
Oh no, yeah, you don't
Yeah.
want to be out in the rain.
I don't think it's gonna load in this building. It's still
I know
just spinning.
sometimes the connection is a little better when you're off the line because then the cell phone's not using the call and the data. So let's
Right.
try to disconnect and see if that makes it a little bit easier. And if I don't see it come through or if you have any issues or anything, if I don't see it come through in like the next hour, I'll try calling back again. But I'll let you go for now and
Okay.
hopefully it speeds up for you and it lets you complete it, okay?
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you.
No problem.
Talk soon. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.